Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I've written two books on weight. So today, let's go back to the familiar refrain that you are stuck at your weight. You hate it. You can't stand it. You don't know what to do about it. You've tried everything. You go under what they call weight loss programs. You bought food. You paid money to people, all of whom promise to tell you how to, quote, quote, lose weight, close quote. And here you are, still stuck. So let me tell you up front that I do not want a penny of your money. This is all free. So here you are, stuck. So what's the problem? The issue should be really easy. Just put less food in your mouth. But you can't do that. It's okay. Nobody can. Nobody can. Keep in mind that your weight is not your problem. Your weight is the result of your problem. It is a symptom. You go to the dentist, you have a toothache. Sure, you want pain medicine so it doesn't hurt, but you know that the symptoms, which is the pain, will never go away unless you eliminate the underlying problem. Same thing with the doctor. If you have a rash, you want the rash to go away, but it's not going to go away until you eliminate the underlying problem. So on paper, weighing less should be the easiest thing in the world for you to do. Just don't put so much food in your mouth. Everybody has diets they give you, but the diets are just tinkering with the symptoms. Diets do nothing for you. They never have, and they never will. So you have to focus on the problem. The problem is not the food. Do not blame the food manufacturers. Don't blame fast food people. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to put the food in your mouth. You do it because emotionally, because you have to. Putting food in your mouth makes you feel better and stops you from feeling bad. It is the emotional component that keeps you weighing what you do. And although you say you hate the weight you're at, you can't stand it, the reality is that you will not let yourself weigh less permanently. Isn't that crazy? You say you hate it, but there you are. You do everything in your power to keep weighing what you do. So no diet is going to help you because you're eating foods or putting them in your mouth for emotional reasons. So diets are based on taking foods away from you that you need emotionally. You can't stand it, and neither can anyone else. Look at all the people trying to get you to give them their money. A lot of them weigh way too much. You can tell. Then they hire celebrities, and I don't know what they pay them, but I'm sure they're not doing it for free. And they say, oh, look, so-and-so lost weight, or she eats bread, or she does something, or he does something. Give us your money. But you've been there. You've done that. I'm not telling you not to give them your money. If you want to give them your money, fine. Do whatever you want. It's a free country. So how did you get yourself in the mess to begin with? Unless you understand how you got yourself in this situation, you will never, ever, ever weigh less permanently. So, okay, let's do this. It is not based on a diet. It is not based on any extraneous thing. It is just you. Food is not the problem. You are the problem, or more specifically, your emotional needs are the problem. So look, let's say you used to be at a weight you liked. You never wanted to weigh more, but you put food in your mouth in excess of the food you need for nourishment, knowing very well exactly what was going to happen. Your weight was going to go up, and you would be stuck. But you did it anyway. Think of what you did. If you really want to eliminate your weight issue, keeping in mind that's not the real issue, you have to eliminate the cause of what caused you to eat so much food or put so much food in your mouth. So what was it? So why did you do it? Now, it is really, once you understand this, it is really simple to weigh anything you want to weigh, really. So once you understand and feel what it was that caused you to put all the food in your mouth, you can eliminate it permanently for good and never have to worry about your weight again. So let's go do a little experiment. Pretend that there is a certain food or foods, or I don't care what they are, that these foods cause you to weigh too much and you can't stop eating these foods. They're irresistible. Maybe it's ice cream, cake, pizza. It doesn't make any difference. Maybe it's just too much of one of them. Now, pretend that this food or these foods are gone from the earth forever. You will never be able to taste ice cream or pizza or chicken or whatever it is that you're convinced is making you fat or overweight. So they're gone. Shouldn't you be thrilled? Shouldn't you be happy? Oh my gosh, all those foods that caused me to weigh too much are gone. Now I can weigh whatever I want. No, the reality is you might become panic-stricken. You might become nervous. You might become concerned. What am I going to do without those foods? The reality is you would go find other foods that tasted very much like the foods that are gone from the earth forever, and you would put those in your mouth, and you wouldn't change your weight 1 ounce. Why? Because it's the emotional need you feel for the food. It's what it does for you. So in order to get rid of your issue with weight, first focus on why you made yourself overweight or fat. Keep in mind the food did not do it. The food is just laying there. You have to reach out your hand and put it in your mouth. So next time you feel you want some food, you desperately need to put food in your mouth, don't do it. Wait a while. See how you feel. Once you understand the feeling and you understand intellectually and emotionally why you're putting all this food in your mouth, you can eliminate it. You can eliminate the emotional need, really. But in order to eliminate the emotional need you feel for food, you have to understand what it is and you have to feel it. This is not just an intellectual discussion. It's an emotional issue. Stick with me. Keep in mind, I don't want a penny of your money, unlike everybody else. This is not a profit-making thing. This is an effort to make sure that you understand how to weigh less permanently. And I tell you, you can choose what you want to weigh. Really. This is John Thomas. Stick with me.